Hello. Thanks for joining me today and welcome to this week's episode. My name is Blessing Aladis, I'm your business English coach for Middle Eastern business owners. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello everybody, how are you doing today? Alright, today we talk about this. The things you want to know first for us in English. A lot of times you aren't there, and a lot of times you don't like how you sound when you talk in English during meetings or events. However, you tell yourself that you are not good enough when you hear other Middle Eastern business owners talking clearly and confidently in English. You ask yourself, can I ever talk clearly and confidently in English? Yes, you can. You are not the only one, by the way. Someone wanted to talk clearly and confidently in English for his clients and partners. Summer asked me many times if he could ever talk clearly and confidently in English with his clients and partners. He thought it wasn't good enough because he sounded different. He never liked how he sounded when he talked in English during meetings or events. He thought it wasn't good enough because his international clients and partners sounded better than him in English. If you're a Middle Eastern business owner, and you think you're not good enough because of how you sound in English, I am here to help you sound better in English during meetings. I'm here to help you believe that you are good enough no matter how you sound when you talk in English. I need you to use the tips that I will give you today to learn how you can sound better in English through meetings or events. Also, I want you to send me a voice message to tell me the tip that you like best after this Business English podcast. Alright, please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this Business English podcast with your friends, family, and your loved ones. Also, your business friends. Okay, let's move on. Are you a Middle Eastern founder who wants to develop strong English to grow your business? Someone is a Middle Eastern founder who lost many deals because of his weak English skills. He got embarrassed by his weak English during important meetings and events. So many times, his weak English skills were not helping his business grow outside of his country. Simon sent me a message and he joined the one-on-one VIP English program made for Middle Eastern founders like him for 8 months. He took action every day to develop strong English to grow his business. He showed up on every call, ready to improve his weak English and follow every guide. He did almost all of the daily assignments I gave him to use and develop strong English for his business. Salma did all the work, but took action almost every day for 8 months to develop strong English skills that would help his business expand internationally. After 8 months, Salma said this, I no longer have a hard time trying to speak or present in English. I no longer get scared of speaking English in meetings. My friends and business partners do not have a hard time understanding me. I'm a busy business person, so I wanted an understanding English coach. And then I found Blessing from Salma, UAE. Imagine how lovely it can be when you develop strong English skills to help your business internationally. These are the two ways I help Middle Eastern business owners like you. And the first one is develop strong English skills within 8 months to grow your business in other countries and make more money. Join the 101 VIP English coaching program for VIP Middle Eastern founders like you. Investment starts from USD 4275 per month to USD 12825 per month. And the second one is, make your clients, partners, and investors see you as an international business owner with the help of RLS documents in English, premium English proofreading, editing, rewriting, and reviewing of your top secret documents in English. The investment starts as $2,500 per month for 10 pages of your top secret documents every month, and then sell you get 24-hour delivery. Have you been a Middle-Eastern founder for more than 10 years and want to develop strong English to grow your business more internationally? I need you to send me a message directly on WhatsApp. Kindly go to www.friendlilycoach.com/link. Go to the description of this Business English podcast, anywhere you're listening to me, and then you will see a link in the description, www.friendlilycoach.com/link. Tap on that link to send me a message directly on WhatsApp or on Facebook Messenger. What if you're good enough, even if you sound different in English? Just because you sound different, it doesn't mean you should be ashamed to talk in English with your clients and partners. Just because you sound different doesn't mean you shouldn't talk confidently in English. Just because you sound different doesn't mean there is something wrong with your accent. What if you're not as bad as you think you are? You are more than good enough, no matter how you talk or sound in English. As someone who learned English as a fourth language, I know what it's like to keep quiet because of how you sound in English. You have so many important words to say during meetings, but you keep quiet because of how you talk. You avoid talking to your clients and partners in English because you can't even listen to yourself. Aren't you tired of feeling that way? How long do you want to say a few words in English because of how you sound? Can you imagine how great it would be when you develop strong English to talk confidently in English? Your clients and partners won't see you as a business owner with weak English. If you are a Middle-Eastern business owner and you want to sound better in English during meetings, you need to use these tips to improve how you sound. And the first one is, record yourself when you talk during meetings and events to identify the areas you need to work on when you talk in English. And the second one is, don't give up after 30 days. Make it a part of what you do during every meeting and event. I want you to know that you will always get better as long as you improve yourself. You know, sounding confidently in English during meetings can be easy for you. You want to sound confident in English during important meetings and events, but you can't. You have watched many YouTube videos on sounding confident in English, but it seems like you are not good enough no matter what you do. What I need for you is for you to use the tips that I will give you today to learn how you can sound better in English. And also, please don't forget to answer this question at the end of this Business English podcast. And the question is, what tip do you like best? Send me a voice message. Alright, I would love to hear from you. How long do you want to say a few words in English because of how you sound? You don't have to keep quiet during meetings or events because of how you sound when you talk in English. Sometimes you ask yourself, can I ever develop strong English for my business? Yes, you can. Just like the way my clients develop strong English skills for their businesses, you can also do the same. You can talk in English confidently during meetings. You can develop strong English to grow your business more internationally. The good news is that you can learn how to do this by following the tips that I give my clients. You can start by getting the 7 fast ways made for meetings and founders like you to learn how to develop strong English for your business. You will learn how you can talk in English confidently during meetings. You will learn how you can reply to business emails and write business documents in English. You will learn how you can read documents better in English without using translators every day. You will learn how you can listen to your clients, partners, and investors' words in English and understand them. In case you want to, all you need to do is for you to go to www.friendlilycoach.com/link. Check the description of this business English podcast anywhere you're listening to me. If you're listening to me on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, YouTube Music, your Savannah, Angwami, anywhere, Spotify, Anchor, anywhere. All right, tap on the description of this Business English Podcast episode, tap on it, and then you will say www.friendlilycoach.com/link. Tap on that link, send me a message directly on WhatsApp or on Facebook Messenger. Let's move on to the next. Trying to develop strong English for your business to grow internationally. Samer is a Medisa founder who lost many deals outside of his country because of his weak English. He got embarrassed by his weak English during important meetings and events so many times. His weak English skills were not helping his business grow outside of his country. After 8 months, Samuel said this, "I no longer have a time trying to speak or present in English. I no longer get scared of speaking English in meetings. My clients and business partners do not have a hard time understanding me. I'm a busy business person, so I wanted an understanding English coach, and then I found lesson. In case you want to get results like that of Sama, these are the two ways I can help you. The first one is develop strong English skills within 8 months to grow your business in other countries and make more money. Join the one-on-one VIP English coaching program for VIP members and founders like you. Investment starts from $4 to $75 per month to $1 to $825 per month. And the second one is make your clients, partners, and investors see you as an international business owner with the help of LLS documents in English, premium English proofreading and editing, reviewing and rewriting of your top secret documents in English. The investment starts at $2500 per month for 10 pages of your top secret documents every month, 24-hour delivery. Please note this is for meetings and business owners who want to develop strong English to grow their business. The business is more internationally. Can then go to www.friendlilycoach.com/link. Go to the description of this business English podcast and you will see www.friendlilycoach.com/link. Tap on that link you say in the description to send me a message directly on WhatsApp or on Facebook Messenger. Alright, let's move on. And the first tip that I have here for you is this. Make sure you prepare well before meetings to help you talk confidently in English, to help you confidently express yourself in English. And the fourth one is, focus on expressing your ideas well in English instead of worrying about how you can sound perfect in English. And the fifth one is, always work on developing strong English skills for your business. And don't forget that it takes time to build strong English for your business. And it's okay to make mistakes. And also, don't judge yourself based on how you sound in English. If you are doing it, stop it. After all, clearly, it's not helping you. Also, please, don't forget to subscribe to this Business English podcast. Like and subscribe to this Business English podcast and share it with your friends, your family members, your business friends, your loved ones. Also, I would appreciate it if you can donate monthly to support this business English podcast. Also, buy me coffee. Can they go to www.fenlilycoach.com/link? Show the description of this business English podcast. Tap on the link you see to send me a message directly on WhatsApp, or you can just scroll down a bit and tap on buy me coffee to buy me a coffee or to donate monthly. I would really appreciate that. And thanks for joining me and for listening up to this moment. I will love you and leave you. Take care. Bye.
Whoa, this has been up to the point. Thank you. Alright. I appreciate you with all my heart, and please do not forget to like, subscribe, and share this podcast. Also, do not forget to get free business English tips from me to his son business owners. Go to friendlilycoach.com/link to get yours. friendlilycoach.com/link to get yours. Need more free time, error for business documents, business guardrails, and 100% privacy, premium English proofreading, and editing of your important business documents? DM proofread. Go to friendlilycoach.com/link and tap on WhatsApp to DM proofread. Join 101 VIP English coaching programs for media and business owners. It's only for 8 to 12 months. Step-by-step English coaching programs to help medium-sized business owners get more business deals and expand their business internationally with improved business English skills within 8 to 12 months. DM 101, go to friendlilycoach.com/link and tap on WhatsApp to DM 101. Alright, how do you spell friendlilycoach.com? I'm sure you can see my name, Friend Lily Coach, write it together in small letters and add .com/link. You can also check the description of this podcast episode and the URL friendlilycoach.com/link. Tap on it and tap on WhatsApp to DM me now. Thanks once again for joining me, and see you next time. Bye.